Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long on our talk line. We have with us from Crescent City Sports, Renee Nato. Renee was covering the Pelicans today. And Renee, it's hard to believe, man. Basketball season's right around the corner. Man, we just started the NFL season and we were about a quarter in on the college football season. But great to have you back on Sports Talk.
Always special to be with you guys, Mike. And you're right. You know, this is the time of year. Of course, you guys know when you got football, basketball, and baseball season's wrapping up. So you get all the sports, the main sports going on at one time. A lot of options.
Yeah, got a lot of TV watching and a lot of wives and girlfriends not real happy if they not sports fans about it. Renee, got to see Zion up in person today and has nothing to do with his play, and hopefully he can stay healthy. A lot of people don't like to hear me say this, but it's the truth. People don't want to admit that one person is better than somebody else. Oh, this next man up, and oh, he's as good as so-and-so. The season for 2025-2026 wraps around Zion Williamson. If he can stay healthy, this Pelicans team is different because of his talent. He's that good. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear that. Oh, he can't do this, he can't do this. You know what he can't do? He can't stay healthy. That's been an issue. Also, you know, some of it was his lack of maturity, I think, throughout the years. And we can't tell when somebody matures, but I think right now, taking a look at him like you saw today, that's the best I've ever seen him from an in-shape standpoint.
Well, you know, Mike, you hit on it exactly right. You know, the thing is, Zion Williamson, of course, everybody knows he signed that five-year, $197.2 million extension. But the thing is, Joe Dumars was available on Monday, and he spoke about accountability, and he mentioned the difference between talent and greatness of success. He said he wants Zion to take on a responsibility role, which means you have to answer the tough questions when things don't go right. And the thing that Zion said today, and it's something you just mentioned, Mike, but Zion kind of reshaped his body. He spent a lot of time with Daniel Bove, who is the director of performance and athletic development for the Pelicans. And he said that he reshaped his body. He recommitted himself. He did a lot of boxing. He did a lot of working out on the Saints field. And I'm going to tell you, he looks like he's about 250 right now. They had him listed at 285, 284. But to me, he walked right past me, and he looks like he's about 250, which is down 30, 40 pounds where he was last year. So he's committed, and everybody we talked to, Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, guys who are coming aboard, Kayvon Looney, guys who have won NBA titles, when you mention Zion's name, they don't just say he's doing great. They have an expression on their face, their eyebrows raised, how much they think how good he can be. And this is guys, Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey, who won, Kayvon Looney, who won with the Golden State Warriors. They say he's a transitional kind of player, the kind of player that can lift a whole program up to the next level. And both of those guys played with Steph Curry, and they know what it takes a talent like that can do to a program. And they both feel Zion can be a very special player in the NBA.
Knock on wood, he can stay healthy and stay healthy throughout the season. Another guy I really like on this basketball team is Trey Murphy. I know he's coming off of a shoulder injury, which he had repaired, but he looked to be right on the verge of being a star player in the NBA. Okay? He ain't just above average. He was right on that verge of being that star player. Your thoughts on Trey Murphy and what he brings to the Pels this season?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's interesting you mentioned him. He's 25 years old. Of course, everybody knows he's a sharpshooter, 6'8". But, you know, he tore his labrum last March, and his rotator cuff injury, his right shoulder, kind of put him on a shelf. But he averaged 21.2 points a game, 5.1 rebounds. He hit 45.5% from the field and 36% from three-point land. Now, I'm going to talk about 3 points. The last 2 years, guys, he has hit 327 three-pointers in 110 games. That's about three-pointers per game. The leading three-point shooter in Pelican history is Drew Holiday. He hit on 628 three-pointers throughout his career. So Trey Murphy is right behind him. In just two seasons, 327 three-pointers. That's his game. He has the green light, and Joe Dumars and Willie Green have said, once he passes half court, Trey Murphy's got the green light. He sees his shot. He can take it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
So, Renee, I wanted to ask you about one thing that Trey had said, one thing that Zion had kind of mentioned. Herb Jones also was asked this question. They all had different answers, which I thought was pretty interesting about, you know, the quote-unquote disrespect from the national media, where every single outlet, whether it be The Athletic, whether it be ESPN, was just slamming Joe Dumars' first offseason in New Orleans as the lead executive here replacing David Griffin. And Trey had, like, the kind of funny answer almost where he's just like, I've been screenshotting all these different tweets and posts and everything like that and keeping it in a folder on my phone. And then Zion's just like, I used to be like that. And now I'm just saying, all right, if they have that opinion, let them have that opinion. We're going to prove everyone wrong. And then Herb's just like, I don't pay attention to it at all. So I thought that was kind of interesting that each of these Pelicans' three core pieces has kind of a different perspective on how the national media has been viewing the Pelicans all offseason and really kind of talking down on this team.
Well, you know, Charlie, that's interesting because Joe Dumars, we've had a chance to talk with him four or five times. And, you know, he stresses you can't appoint leadership. And he's those guys you just mentioned, those are all leaders. And, of course, Joe Dumars is a four-time All-NBA defensive player, first team. He stresses that kind of hard kind of basketball. He played in over 1,000 games. He was a two-time NBA champion, an NBA Finals MVP. And the thing that Joe Dumars has stressed the times we've spent with him, he stresses chemistry and character in the building and accountability and toughness. And he says he thinks he's got that in this building. He says sometimes people look at a roster and feel like you don't have the best players, but we have the best chemistry. I feel like we're putting together a team that has great chemistry and character. He stresses character is a main thing, accountability. And if you cannot be accountable for yourself, we don't need you no matter how good you are. So he's got that message across, and Zion, for one, has really said how much Joe Dumars has stressed to him that he is held accountable and he's got benchmarks and he's people are looking to him to carry this team and make a difference, and Zion understands that. But Joe Dumars has got his point across that he wants this team to be held accountable and play kind of like the Detroit Pistons, that bad boy, kind of hard knocks kind of style basketball, maybe not the same type, but he wants them to be accountable and play 100% every time you step between the lines.
Absolutely, and the consistent effort is something that Dumars has mentioned multiple times. I want to ask you, because you brought it up earlier, kind of the pieces that they brought in this offseason with Kevon Looney, Sadiq Bey, but the name that kept coming up in almost every presser that I was listening to was Jordan Poole. And Trey Murphy had mentioned it himself that, you know, Jordan Poole's a tireless worker. He's someone that, as Joe Dumars said himself, is quote-unquote like obsessed with basketball. And we know what he was able to accomplish early on in his career with Golden State, but you know, the last year with Washington, people have different views of Jordan Poole, like the kind of, I guess, range of outcomes that people think that he can provide this Pelicans team is either that, oh man, he's still a winner that can help a team make the postseason, make the playoffs, or maybe that he was a kind of empty calories guy like he kind of was with the Washington Wizards. So I just want to get your thoughts on what you think of Jordan Poole. It seems like his teammates have really connected with him early on, and he could at least be a really, really good piece of the locker room, if nothing else.
Well, Charlie, you and I think a lot alike. I think Jordan Poole is going to be the biggest addition to this team this offseason. He's a 26-year-old guy who played in 412 NBA games. He won an NBA title with the Warriors. He played as a, you know, along with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, and he was along the same lines as a sharpshooter as those guys. As you mentioned, Joe Dumars did say he's obsessed with basketball. Last year, he averaged 20.5 points a game. He hit 42% from the field, 34.5 from three-point land, and he dished out 4.5 assists. He's a combo guard. He's a big guy, and he can play point guard or shooting guard, and he's going to hold on that spot until Javonte Murray comes back off his injury, off his Achilles injury. But Jordan Poole might be the biggest addition because he can really air it out, and he can be a game changer, kind of like a Brandon Ingram. He has that kind of ability that he can change a game with his shot.
Last question for you, Renee. You spent a first-round pick a year ago on Eve Mise. And, you know, I remember we had Jen Hale came on with us before the season, and she was like, Mike, everybody's telling me that he is going to be a lot better than people think he's going to be, that he's picked up this game very quickly, and he's like, you know, okay, it's not really that difficult. Now, that transition from college basketball to the NBA, that's always that way. What are you expecting this year from Mise, who, man, you saw it in spurts last year. He's got a chance to be a very good player at the NBA level.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we talked to Kevon Looney, who won three NBA titles with the Warriors, and he's kind of joined at the hip with Mise right now, and Looney's played in 600 NBA games. His forte is rebounding. Looney has hit almost 58% of his shots from the field. And he's teaching Mise his skill set, how to be a good shooter, how to pick his shots, how to set picks. He loves setting picks. Looney does. And Mise has said how much of an impact that Looney has had on his career, short career, at the time they spent together. So I think Mise is going to make a giant step. He said he spent some time this offseason, guys, reshaping his body. He's a lot more confident when he does. He's a lot stronger. And Mise said he's ready for the next step. And I think you're going to see a much better version of Mise this year than last year.
Renee, thanks so much for joining us. Man, just stay healthy. You know, because I think this team could surprise some people. But you got to stay healthy. And that's been a real issue with the Pelicans the last couple seasons. But, again, the key piece, Zion.
Well, you're right, guys. And you know, Mike, no matter what sport you're talking about, when your opponents underestimate you, that's the best spot to be in. And everybody is underestimating the New Orleans Pelicans.
Renee, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love when you come on, buddy. Take care.
Great. You have a great day, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Renee.
All righty. Renee Nato does a great job covering not only the prep scene, but also the NBA, college football, the NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.